From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. In late January, climate activists with groups like Extinction Rebellion Los Angeles targeted Chase Bank in Hollywood, calling on account holders to divest from a bank that they say is the most responsible for financing fossil fuel companies. Several people were arrested. Now, many of those same activists are gearing up for their next action. The day before the annual Academy Awards on Sunday, climate activists with Extinction Rebellion LA are planning a major protest at the iconic Hollywood sign. In a statement, the group said, "We do not believe that Hollywood as a whole has taken an acceptable stance on the climate crisis. Business as usual is killing us all, and every aspect of society needs to take urgent action on climate, including film and media. There is no Hollywood on a dead planet." My guests are Corey Malia, City Lead of Youth Climate Strike Santa Monica, and Dylan Gohill, an organizer with Extinction Rebellion Youth LA. Welcome to the program, Corey and Dylan.
Thank you so much for having us.
So first, let's talk about what you did at Chase Bank, how it leads also later into the action in Hollywood, at the Hollywood sign. Why Chase Bank? Why is it such a target? Dylan?
Yeah, so Corey and I, we are part of the youth branch of Extinction Rebellion Los Angeles. And the adult branch were the ones that organized the Chase Bank action. And from what we understood, from what they conveyed to us, they basically targeted Chase Bank because Chase Bank is funding all these fossil fuel companies who are fracking and destroying the earth. And Chase is one of the biggest corporations that fund these companies that are making the earth slowly decline in its health and increasing emissions of carbon. So that's why they focused on Chase Bank.
And I understand that it is actually, if you look at how it compares to other banks like Wells Fargo or Citibank, and this is when I say Chase Bank, of course, I should say the full name, JP Morgan Chase. It is the biggest funder of fossil fuel companies. So it's basically investing money in the fossil fuel industry. And the money that this bank has at its disposal is money that its account holders place in their accounts, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Were either of you involved personally in that action?
We were not involved directly in the action, but we did support it because I personally don't have money at Chase, which is a good thing. But a lot of people, including youth, who were convinced their families to cut up their Chase cards or to simply stop banking there because of all the destruction that they're funding. So youth have taken a role in this, even though we weren't present at the action.
So let's talk about what's expected on Saturday. Sunday is when the Academy Awards takes place. It's, this considered the most important award ceremony in Hollywood. All of the Hollywood elite will be out in full force, ready for the red carpet. The day before, you're going to be at the Hollywood sign. First of all, why Hollywood? Why is this something important for the two of you, Corey?
We chose the Hollywood sign because it's such an iconic landmark in LA, and it's an iconic landmark for the film industry, and it's a symbol of glamour and film history, and it's also a landmark of the entire United States. And so we chose this because not only is it the day before the Oscar Awards, which is super symbolic for us, but it's also a huge place where a lot of people are aware of, even internationally. And so we're hoping that this sends a huge message, not just through our state, but around the world.
So what exactly is going to take place on Saturday? Dylan?
Yeah, so we are organizing at the Hollywood sign, and we're going to be marching up to a little vantage point underneath the sign. We're going to have a bunch of speakers, and we're going to have basically a rally. And then we're going to form a synchronized die-in just to symbolize that we are in the middle of a climate emergency, and we're hoping to spell out the words climate emergency with our bodies during the die-in. And we're trying, with the Hollywood sign in the background, so we're trying to focus that, hey, while this is a very iconic landmark of Hollywood and the film industry, we're also in the middle of a climate emergency. And we want people to recognize that Hollywood is amazing in terms of movies and film industry, but yet they are creating a bunch of carbon emissions.
So the there are some prominent members of the industry, Jane Fonda in particular comes to mind, who have taken the climate crisis very seriously. Fonda in particular has led the Fire Drill Fridays events in Washington, D.C. I understand she's now moving it back to Los Angeles, where she is based, but she has basically pledged every Friday to face arrest, putting her own body on the line. Is she an exception, you think?
I think she is certainly an exception. And I think that there are certain celebrities who are waking up, and she's one of the ones who's been the most vocal about it. Joaquin Phoenix has also been very vocal about the climate crisis, and he has. On Thursday, there will be a PSA with Joaquin Phoenix about the climate crisis. So he's definitely one that comes to mind as well for celebrities, actors in Hollywood who are using their voice and their platform to create change in our society.
I know that Joaquin Phoenix has made a prominent statement about being vegan, but besides that, I mean, there's some people who have critiqued that just changing one's eating habits isn't enough. Hollywood celebrities love to jet set on, you know, very on personal and private jets. Is it does he speak beyond changing one's personal diet?
I actually don't know if he's talked about methods of transportation, but that is one of our demands as well, that actors and actresses in Hollywood do take into account their lifestyles, because we firmly believe that people need to be walking the walk, and celebrities with that platform need to be setting an example for people. And we feel strongly that all actors in Hollywood should be doing that.
So do you think beyond actors taking, you know, using their celebrity to raise the alarm about the climate crisis, that the content that Hollywood puts out every year can also help raise awareness? Pop culture is so critical to changing our minds about certain issues. Cultural issues are often deeply influenced by the types of films and television shows that are out there. Do the two of you hope that Hollywood does a better job of portraying the climate crisis and things that can be done about it?
Yeah, so we have three main demands for our action on Saturday. And those three demands are wake up, tell the truth, and act now. And we have a bunch of sub demands underneath those three. But underneath our second demand, tell the truth, we are really urging Hollywood to basically tell the truth about the climate emergency. And to basically, Hollywood has the capability and the power to be putting out films that the entire world is gonna see. And if we make some, and if Hollywood makes movies or films about the climate crisis, that will not only bring attention to the world, but it will also inspire people. And we're really hoping that Hollywood takes us into consideration and puts this out there. Another one of our big demands is that a lot of these films are doing this thing called greenwashing, where they are saying, oh, we are, let's say, like, not using plastic utensils, and they think that they're doing enough. But we really want people to be knowing that this is a really bad emergency, and we really need to be focusing on it.
So you're saying that even just the industry itself in its work can be a greener industry. I mean, of course, Hollywood is a multi-billion dollar international industry, and movie making can have a carbon impact, right? The building and the destroying of sets, et cetera, the flying around of cast members and crew. Could Hollywood as an industry itself be greener?
Yes, so one of our demands, our sub-demands for our demand Act Now, is that Hollywood publish annual eco audits, which will show its environmental impact as well as its carbon emissions, because ultimately we're demanding that Hollywood is net zero carbon emissions by 2025. That's one of our major demands.
And we've seen a lot of films and sets go into areas that are either protected or are natural and undisturbed, and they will either destroy the land in order to make the set mm-hmm. and then leave. And that area is awful, and it's not back to how it should be. And we've seen sets dump chemical waste into natural areas. And it's the entire industry itself is also is also contributing to the climate crisis.
Do you hope that on Sunday, when celebrities take to the red carpet, when they give their victory speeches, or even during the actual announcements, that they will raise awareness of the climate crisis? Will they wear their activism on their sleeve? Even if they do believe that this is a worthy cause, they don't always bring up the issues. Do you hope that this is a kind of issue that gets raised, because you know millions of people will be watching the show on Sunday?
Yes, one of our demands under Wake Up is that Hollywood declare a climate and ecological emergency at the Oscars, which is the day after our event. So we're really hoping to inspire Hollywood to declare a climate emergency, to use that platform of the Oscar Awards to publicly announce that.
Now, beyond the targeting of Hollywood, let me ask the two of you a little bit about your own journeys to become climate activists. You're both very young. Corey, let me start with you. Why is this such an important issue to you personally?
For me, I'm impacted by my autoimmune disease, which has environmental ties. I grew up next to a refinery, so there's that personal aspect. And I'm also deeply empathetic to all the lives that are being lost, all the Indigenous people around the world who are being murdered or are being shut down because they're trying to protect their lands and their water, and all the animals who are dying in the Australia fires. 1 billion animals are estimated to have been killed by the fires. And so all of these things are really deeply personal for me, and this is a big part of why I fight.
And Dylan, for you?
For me, I think that I'm an activist because there's a necessity to be an activist. I feel like it's my duty to be an activist because as a member of Generation Z, and I'm only 15, but
You're only 15?
Yes. Wow. And I feel like I have my whole life ahead of me, crossing my fingers, but we're expected to make climate change irreversible by 2030. And that is terrifying to me, that I can look in the future and see that in 10 years, we wouldn't have been able to fix anything. And it is my job to make sure that this planet is livable, not only for me, but for my friends, my family, and for every single generation to come, because we're the last generation to be able to do something. Because after 2030, we could keep lowering our carbon footprint, but climate change could be irreversible.
Now, the State of the Union address that took place just earlier this week on Tuesday, you had President Trump spend, you know, well over an hour talking about the great American comeback and all the ways in which he is reportedly making this country better. He didn't mention the words climate change even once in his response and rebuttal to Trump's address. Senator Bernie Sanders raised the issue of the climate crisis as the number one thing that Trump left out. Are you worried that most politicians, with a few exceptions like Sanders, are also completely ignoring the crisis? I mean, it's one thing to ask Hollywood to take a stand, but our own political elected leaders are not.
Yes, this is something that's deeply troublesome, especially because we need politicians urgently who will take urgent action right now. And most of the time we're not seeing that. And this isn't just the United States, this is all over the world, Brazil and a lot of other places that have leaders who are destroying nature as well as having huge emissions. And so for Extinction Rebellion, one of our demands, along with Tell the Truth about the climate emergency, is also a citizen assembly, because we don't always trust politicians to enact policies that will protect us. And so with a citizens assembly, we can ensure that the people have a bigger voice and a bigger say in these policies that will protect our futures.
Now, Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, did say that he was interested in being part of the effort to plant lots and lots of trees. What do you make of that, Dylan?
Well, as planting trees is
A trillion
helpful.
trees, he's promised.
Yes. So as that is helpful, and I'm not going to argue that it's not, that's not helping. It's obviously helping. It's not what we need, if that makes sense. Trump is being funded by fossil fuel corporations, and he's not transitioning the US into clean, renewable energy. And that's what we need. We need renewable energy. We need to lower our carbon footprint by cracking down all these industries. The US is the second leading emitter of carbon of greenhouse gases. And I think what Trump says is that, well, don't look at us, look at China, look at India. But what we need to focus on is that India and China have billions of people on in their population, and the US as itself only has around 350 million people. And we need to look at like the lifestyles that Americans lead, and just we need to take drastic action, and Trump is not taking that. And planting trees, while yes, that helps, that is not what is going to solve climate change. We need a bunch of stuff that's going to ease our way into a clean and renewable future.
One of the takeaways from the Iowa caucuses that took place earlier this week that has been in the news for the reason that there was a technological problem, but one of the takeaways from another youth-led climate group called Sunrise Movement is that huge numbers of young people from both parties are backing the Green New Deal. Are you hopeful that young people, regardless of their political affiliation, most of them at least, see the writing on the wall, understand that their personal futures are in jeopardy, and will, do what it takes, not just protest actions, but participating in elections, helping push for policies like the Green New Deal?
Yeah, this year, 2020, is a huge year for voting, and a lot of people are coming of age to vote or at least pre-register to vote. And so I'm very hopeful that events like the event at the Hollywood sign will send a huge message, and we're hoping for a lot of media coverage too, so that even people who don't live in the area will know that this is going on. And I think that the more media that puts this out there and really tells the truth about the climate crisis, and the more young people who learn through education and through climate strikes, they will be propelled to take action in voting and politics because this really is something that affects our generation the most.
Well, finally, where can people find out more about the work that you do? I imagine that you're hoping you'll also inspire other young folks like you to join in and, people of all ages.
Yeah, so we are Extinction Rebellion Youth Los Angeles, and the Extinction Rebellion is a whole global movement, and it's easy to find a bunch of information across the internet. But to find more about our Hollywood Action event, we have an Instagram, we have I think a Facebook or.
Yeah, we have posted on Extinction Rebellion LA's Facebook. We have our own Instagram, xryouth.la,
LA.
and we have our Eventbrite called Climate Strike at the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, so and we're hoping to be posting videos and pictures of our event probably on Sunday. The day after our strike, the 9th, which is the day of the Oscars. So we're trying to blast this all over the internet. So if you want to find out more about it, you can check it out.
And for our Los Angeles audience who might want to physically participate, it is Saturday, February 8th at 12 noon that the event that my guests have been discussing will begin. People are being asked to gather at 2695 North Beechwood Drive. And if you missed that, again, xrla.org is the website, and you heard the social media handles as well. I want to wish the two of you good luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank
Thank
you
you
for
so
having
much. Thank
us.
you.
My guests have been Corey Malia and Dylan Gohill. They are both organizers with Extinction Rebellion Youth Los Angeles, who have been discussing their planned actions the day before the annual Academy Awards. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupatsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, find our audio podcast on iTunes, and now Spotify.